going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris Saliza is the author of the daily newsletter called So What, an independent news creator. You can watch him on YouTube, catch him in Substack, Newsphere, and a contributor to News Nation. And Chris is with us on this Monday on 104.1 FM KMOX. Good morning, Chris.
Well, it's not a good morning, Chris, because the Nationals got swept by the Cardinals this weekend.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
We're not,
you don't
not
sound
sorry,
to be totally honest.
No, 1-8 in a row. We're feeling pretty good.
Chris, we need this.
We've lost 7 in a row.
Nice.
Well, you're going to be fine.
Is that good? Or?
Nope.
Yes.
Really, really bad.
Yeah, we scored 3 runs in the entire series.
Isn't it awesome? I mean,
not
for you.
The Cardinals aren't good, but 3 runs is a little... 1 run a game feels like you're not going to win that many games.
That's exactly correct. So, Chris, we got the executive order this morning about prescription drug prices. We also got the tariff news that the tariff deal between U.S. and China has been struck. Why don't we start there and what we know?
Yeah,
and,
I mean, yeah, sure. This is a, by the way, talk about a day where Donald Trump's kind of flood the zone strategy is apparent. I mean, there's... You have an American hostage being released by Hamas. You have Israel and that whole conversation of Ukraine. You have Pakistan and India. You have the trade. I mean, there's just so much. But the truth is, Chris, we don't know that much about this trade deal. I think with China, I would call it more of a sort of a framework of a deal as opposed to like all of the details. We do know that there will be a 30% tariff on Chinese goods coming into this country, a 10% tariff on American goods coming into China. This is, you know, 100% less than what each country had in terms of a tariff prior to today. I think this deal was sort of inevitable in that neither country probably could sustain the level of tariff they had put on each other for the long term. You know, the Chinese economy is obviously in not great shape. I think Donald Trump was starting to get worried about ordering for the, I know it feels a long way from now, but the holiday season, and were people going to have empty shelves, and, you know, how would that reflect on him and his party? So it feels to me like this deal was always going to happen because the status quo that we had was unsustainable.
Chris, as you mentioned, just a flood of headlines from the Trump administration today. We're talking about the tariffs in China. I do want to jump over to Donald Trump's trip now over. He's in the Middle East. And a couple of big headlines coming out of there. One, including Trump seeking $1 trillion of investment in the United States by Saudi Arabia, which seems a bit odd. But then also this $400 million Qatari gift to Donald Trump, which would be a luxury plane to be used as Air Force One, and then Trump's plane afterwards. You know, cutter that harbors Hamas terrorists? That cutter?
It's remarkable. I was just Chuck Todd and I, former host of Meet the Press, and I have a podcast every Monday that I usually tape right before I talk to you guys, and we were just talking about the kind of numbness that there is in a lot of circles in Washington and outside of Washington for this sort of stuff. I mean, to be clear, this reads like a bribe. Yeah. Qatar is giving a $400 million, it's called a Palace in the Sky, 747 plane, to Donald Trump for his use when he is president, and then allegedly, I don't know if Congress will allow this, but allegedly that it will then be given to the Trump Presidential Library so that he can basically use it for the rest of his non-presidential life. I mean, there is a clause that I know people don't know about or care that much about. It's called the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution that was written for just this reason, to say that Congress has to approve of any gifts from a foreign country to a president. I don't know if Congress is obviously Republican controlled at this point. I don't know if they will do anything, but it's remarkable. I mean, if George W. Bush did this, if Ronald Reagan did, I'm not even going to mention Democrats, but if George W. Bush or Ronald Reagan or George H.W. Bush or Mitt Romney, if he ever had become president, did something like this, I mean, it would be a massive, massive scandal. It has gotten a lot of attention, but I don't see a lot of evidence that, at least right now, that Donald Trump is backtracking on it.
Yeah, and Chris, just like for context, if people are like, okay, Qatar, well, you got to do business with countries. Not only are the billionaire leaders of Hamas just hanging out in Doha, but Qatar has already been caught openly bribing politicians, yep, including U.S. senators. Qatar has spent over $6 billion on funding extremism in U.S. universities. They have an extensive lobbying network that is the most aggressive other than China. Like, it's a huge issue. It funds terrorism propaganda. Qatar is a massive concern.
They are, and I don't think this is an overstatement, they are trying to buy official Washington. This has been in place for a while. The Gulf states as a whole are doing this. Qatar may be the most aggressive and the most willing to spend as much as possible, but there is no question. This is not the first we have seen of this, which is, it's not a quid pro quo because they're not asking of something of Donald Trump directly, but they are putting money everywhere and anywhere in official Washington to make sure their interests are represented and fought for. I don't think there is any question about that. And Amy, that doesn't even get into your good points about what else they're doing outside of Washington, where they're putting money in, and who they are funding, and who they welcome, and who they are friends with. And, you know, I mean, I just, again, I don't want to sound like the sky is falling every day, but I will tell you, having spent 25 years covering this stuff, if any other president did this, no other president would do it, candidly.
Yeah.
No, because I think they would understand the blowback and the potential, not even potential, I think it's an obvious violation of the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution, and they just wouldn't even try it. Donald Trump's presidency, second term especially, where, you know, we're 110-ish days in, has been defined by his willingness to push through norms and to sort of take what he wants. I mean, he's made no secret of the fact that he did not like the Air Force One planes. There are two of them currently. They are old. They're from the early 1990s. They are not your latest and greatest. And he has complained about that repeatedly. Boeing, as he has criticized them, I think rightly for, is behind on the production of the new planes, probably not until 2027. And he wanted a new plane. And Qatar said, okay, here you go. And that's where we are. And, you know, Donald Trump's argument that he has made both on Truth Social and then he just did it in the Oval Office was, look, why wouldn't we take something for free? The comparison he just made was, if you're playing golf and somebody gives you a 5-foot putt, they say, that's good, you don't putt it out, you just take it. Well, you know, again, golf, friendly golf rounds are right, not the same thing as being president of the United States and our interactions with foreign powers who are not necessarily our friends. And, you know, that comparison suggests to me he either is choosing not to get it or he really doesn't get it. Either way, it's the same outcome.
You mentioned George Bush and Ari Fleischer, who was in his administration today, and who seems to be a supporter of Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he said, don't do this, because the Air Force One, that aircraft in particular, should be completely made here, and no foreign government should have any part of any, like, of that aircraft at all, because of the systems that
are built into it. Chris, we haven't even talked about the national security concerns, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right, exactly.
Look, I'm sure if this does happen, our intelligence services will go through the plane to make sure there aren't bugs and stuff, but what if you miss one? I mean, this is the President of the United States' vehicle. This is how he gets around. This is where he is having conversations with foreign leaders. He's having very private conversations with his top aides. I always say, Ari Fleischer has been a very public Trump advocate. I'll also note Laura Loomer, who is a very sort of extreme right-wing personality who has some influence over Donald Trump, and literally has said she would take a bullet for Donald Trump. Those are her words, not mine. Said on Sunday that this is a bad idea and a bad look and he shouldn't do it. So it is not It is not just Democrats in the media who are saying, like, oh, this might be bad. It is in fact, nor is it just never Trump Republicans. It is in fact a lot of Republicans who are very much for him, but understand this not only looks bad, but at some point in the future, you know, it reminds me of The Godfather, the wedding scene in The Godfather. One day I'll come to you and ask for a favor, right?
Yeah.
And that's sort of the subtext here.
Well, it's like, the United States, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Oh, a gift? Oh, why, thank you. Is it free?
Exactly right. Totally. And to paint it as, well, who would turn down a gift? Well, again, it's sort of a gift with strings attached, right? Qatar is not just doing this to the goodness of their heart because they want Donald Trump to have an updated plane, right?
I mean,
like, we know, as Amy, as you've documented, we know their strategy here. They are using their vast financial resources to seed money across every part of official and unofficial Washington lobbying community and that sort of thing. This is a continuation of that. We know what they're doing here, and it is not just benevolent.
Yeah, and it's insane. And it is so, here's Trump administration taking away, saying we're going to end the federal funding to Harvard because of those, you know, the way they didn't handle the protests, and we won't stomach pro-terrorism language and protests here. And then he goes over to the very country funding the pro-terrorism protests and said, you'd like to give us a plane? Well, that's so kind of you. How nice of you.
I have nothing to add. That is exactly right.
Well, so
George is getting upset.
Now what?
That's how I feel.
You know what, though? I mean, look, I do think we all have talked about this on air before, and I talk about it all the time, which is, you can't make a mountain out of everything Donald Trump does, because if there are only mountains, there are no molehills, mm-hmm. and everything can't be, every day the sky can't be falling. I don't think this is the end of democracy as we know it, but I will tell you that this would never have even been considered by any past Republican or Democratic president. Now, maybe you say, good, Donald Trump's thinking differently. That's fine. I'm just telling you, we wouldn't have a debate about whether or not a president should accept this sort of $400 million gift, because no president would get to the point where they would try to accept it. And we are in a different time. I think we get reminded of that on literally an hourly, daily, weekly, monthly basis. And I think we are through the looking glass at some level, and I think we always have to keep that front of mind.
All right, Chris Saliz, as we say goodbye, anything you'd like to tell us about?
No, I will plug my YouTube channel. You guys mentioned it, but we just went over 82,000 subscribers. So I make daily videos there. So if you want to check it out, it's free. It's the best thing to do. It's easy to sign up, and it's free. Free and cheap and easy are good in life. Go over there, sign up. It would help me a ton. I'm trying to get to 100,000 subscribers. So I'm thrilled. We were at 5,000 at the start of the year. So we've had amazing growth, and I would love it if people check it out. Just do YouTube and my last name, and you'll find it.
No junk fees?
No junk fees. No, right. It's legitimately free.
No,
it's not free,
fees.
And then I charge you $39.99 in 2 months. It's
okay,
free, yeah. Free forever.
Sounds great. Chris Saliz,
thank you
so much.
Yep.
That is Chris Saliz with us every Monday. Catch his daily newsletter, So What? He mentioned his YouTube channel, Substack, Newsphere. He contributes to News Nation, does a podcast with Chuck Todd. Chris Saliz is everywhere. All right. It is Monday, and we need to hear your Monday regrets. And the reason we need to do this is because a lot of things happened over the weekend, yeah. and you probably screwed something up. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's a thing you've been sitting on for a long time and you need to get it off your chest. So whatever your Monday regret is, tell us via text or call at 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or with the Odyssey app, record a voice message and send it to us. Monday regrets next on KMOX.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Regrets?
Let's not say anything we're going to regret.
I regret it!
All of us will come to regret this.
I'm serious, you won't regret it. Get over here right now.
Do you have regrets from the past week? We want to hear them. It's Monday Regrets with Chris and Amy.
Amy, I know you messed something up over the weekend.
I did. Guess what I regret? I didn't know John Cena was downtown this weekend.
He was.
Fighting.
Wrestling.
Well.
Backlash.
WWE Backlash 2025 yep. Undisputed WWE Champion John Cena defeated Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. Do you regret not looking closer at his last name? You know where Randy Orton is from?
St. Louis.
Right. How do you think his family feels that you can't even say his name right?
Probably feeling pretty bad. Well, I was so caught up that John Cena was here. I didn't know it.
Yeah, John Cena was here. Randy Orton was here. I got a friend who's really into wrestling still somehow. Mm-hmm.
But John Cena's a bad guy now.
Yeah, he turned bad.
Yeah.
And my buddy who lives out of town, he's like, hey, you going to go to Backlash? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to Backlash.
Are you too cool
he
for it?
He went to, yes.
That's rude.
I don't know if it was Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. It was in Indianapolis a couple of months ago. One of those two. He went to it and he said it was the worst smelling place he's ever been to.
Oh, that's terrible.
Just a bunch of dudes who did not shower.
I saw some highlights from the John Cena Randy Orton fight wrestling match. He hit the official. They do that a lot in WWE.
It happens sometimes.
He wrestled him. He threw him down.
Yeah. That's been a thing going on for a long time.
I didn't know
time.
You could do that.
Just only in wrestling. Only in professional wrestling.
We have Robert on our YouTube commented that John Cena defeated Ricky Horton.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. My brother has said in his, whenever they make his biopic, you know, about his life.
I still think it should be pronounced biopic, but whatever.
Whenever they make his biopic.
Yeah.
He wants John Cena to play him, he said. They don't look anything alike, but I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I think that'd be good. I think John Cena should play me.
I will tell you this. I do regret. I don't regret going to the City SC game on Saturday. I had a great time there.
You went to the game?
Yeah. I've said that three times today.
I don't think so.
I went to the game. I told Matt Pauly when we talked to him about it. So I went to the game. I feel like I didn't do enough cheering because clearly they're not winning. I tried to help. I thought I helped. I didn't do enough. I'm sorry. So the fact that they are well out of a playoff position at this point of the year, I feel like is partly on me.
I'm sorry too.
I could have done a whole lot better.
Did you wear part of the kit?
I didn't wear part of the kit. And Alex Rich, when he sang the anthem on Wednesday, did not wear the kit either.
Well, we told him it's not just the jersey.
Thought he was going to do it.
The shorts and also the shin pads. The whole thing. The whole getup.
Didn't do any of it. Wore a cool jacket with his cool little shoes. He didn't do anything he said he was going to do.
No, he didn't.
This text message says, I regret not investing in Berkshire Hathaway when they went public.
Oh, my gosh.
Dave Simons, tell him about it.
Well, Dave Simons had, what, $100 or something?
So whatever it was, one share.
One share.
And he said it would be worth $800,000 now?
I thought it was like millions now.
I thought he said $800,000.
Maybe it was that. It was one share that he had when he was younger. And if he had kept it, just that one share that I do think was $100 would have been worth $800,000.
Mike in Collinsville has a Monday regret for us. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I regret the Cardinals want to keep four catchers. And I like that Pozo, but I would really like to see just carry three and bring that weather hold up and see what he can do.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. I would like to make something very clear.
Okay.
This has got to be your regret. It's got to be something you've done wrong.
You can't, like, when you're a little kid and you say a prayer at dinner, you're like, you know, dear Lord, thank you for this food, and please forgive my sister Emily for hitting me and taking my doll. Amen. We weren't allowed to do tattletale prayers.
I regret that you're not a better mom.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my
what?
Gosh.
You can't say that. That's not a regret. Now, this texter, by the way, or not a texter, but Robert watching, who also mentioned Ricky Horton, watching on YouTube says, Chris, your last name isn't Jar. She doesn't listen to a word you say. True.
Well, I'm just trying to, it's reciprocal, you know, the reciprocal tariffs.
Yeah.
I only listen to Ronj as much as he listens to me, which is very little.
Huh?
Matthew can confirm.
What?
Either he's self-absorbed or he's got a little bit of a issue. And I think there is an issue, but I think he also is self-absorbed. And I think when you combine those two, he misses quite a bit.
I don't even like myself that much.
Which is surprising that you're so absorbed in it.
I'm not.
I feel like you like yourself. You always think you should just start talking about your ex-girlfriends and how lucky they are.
They are so lucky. They could do a whole lot worse.
See?
They could do better, but they could do worse. Amy Markscores and Chris Ronji. Hey, you've been hearing a lot about trauma leave. And the reason you've been hearing about it is all these air traffic controllers in Newark who've had to take it because they're almost killing people. It's not their fault. The systems have been failing them. But trauma leave, what is it? Who should have it? Why is it important? And why is it important to maybe you? We will talk to a therapist and founder of Matter of Focus Counseling. Melanie Preston joins us next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX. It is time to go to the guest line this morning because it seems like being an air traffic controller, first of all, cannot be very fun. And secondly, it has to be awful if you're in Newark. You know about all the issues they've been experiencing over the last few weeks, losing contact with airplanes as they are trying to land, a highly stressful job. And to talk about the stress of a job like that and others, Melanie Preston is a therapist and founder of Matter of Focus Counseling and joins us now on KMOX. Melanie, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Chris and Amy. Glad to be here this morning.
The first thing that we heard about the trauma leave that some of these air traffic controllers got, it was something like 45 days after they have an experience like that. First time I had ever heard of trauma leave for an air traffic controller. So first of all, tell us what trauma leave is and why it's important.
So when we talk about trauma leave is a little different than, say, a short-term or a long-term disability. So trauma leave is more of a short-term, immediate time off after there is some highly distressing event. So whereas, a short-term or long-term disability, you usually have to have some type of a medical diagnosis or some type of medical documentation, trauma leave is more like a psychological first aid, where you are giving your brain the space to come down from high alert mode.
Go ahead.
So it's really meant to support your emotion regulation, your mental health. So it's not about physical recovery after, say, something physical has happened. It's really to give the brain a chance to calm down.
Are all jobs, employments required to have trauma leave?
They are not. I would say that it's a great thing to have. So even when we're talking about, you know, say today we're talking about the air traffic controllers. Well, you have other people that fit into that category as well. You have healthcare workers. You have, honestly, even teachers, first responders, any job that is considered a high risk job. And these days, even going to work as a teacher can be considered a high risk job because, you know, when we think of someone coming into a school and there being a school shooting, or even if, you know, unfortunately, there are students who commit suicide, but anything or any job in which you are experiencing or have the capacity to experience a traumatic event in the workplace, that is a career that should be considered.
Well, who gets to decide that?
Is it upon employment? And then, you know, is it just in a contract, or is it certain jobs just have it? And then when it comes time to use it, who should get to decide? Should the employee get to decide that?
So I think it's always best. It would be great if every HR department had this included as just a general rule of thumb. To be quite honest, I worked with a local police force here not too long ago, and one of the officers had a personal situation in which a significant other was tragically murdered. And because of the complexity of the situation, well, that officer, she really needed time away, because it was way too close to home. Unfortunately, that particular police force did not have any such policy.
Interesting.
So, and I know. And so I think, you know, we do see a lot of, say, short-term disability, right? And you can use short-term disability to get time off, but the term trauma leave, mm-hmm. I think it's newer, and it honestly means we have to be very proactive. It means we're not waiting until the traumatic thing happens, right? So it makes sense for all police officers, for all fire stations, all the city, you know, those city officials to have trauma leave embedded into their HR policies, or even if they're going through an employee assistance program. It would make sense. But I don't think we tend to see a lot of it in that way. And then the second part of your question is who then gets to determine it, right? Again, I think it depends on who or where the policy lies. And right now, I think it's probably more on a case-by-case basis. I've not seen a ton of just trauma leave policies being enforced.
Yeah. And, you know, and there might be listeners, too, thinking about different types of trauma, because obviously there are high stress situations, but someone might understand. We had a recent officer involved shooting, and, the video, the body cam was up, and it sounded like the officer was pretty upset that he did have to shoot someone who was actively shooting at the officers. That person died. And I wondered, okay, this police officer, will he get time away? And I think maybe listeners might understand that if 20 or 40 aviation workers step away because Newark was crowded, they might say, well, wait a minute, those seem like two different types of trauma.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think one of the best examples I can give is usually when soldiers have been away at war, or they have, you know, done some time, you know, overseas or what have you. Typically, when they come back into the States, or when they have finished that term, they have what's called reentry. You know, they don't just immediately get to go home to their family. They may get to see their family, but usually they go through a reentry type phase where they are reintroduced. Their mind is able to be reintroduced into general civilization, right? Where they understand that they are not constantly at war. So the same principle is true, because again, with this isn't about this is really about how do we calm the nervous system? How do we calm it? Because you want to, in this case, you want to prevent long-term issues like PTSD or burnout, right? This is prevention. This is not where we wait until we just kind of keep going and we keep putting these air traffic controllers and these, you know, these pilots and whomever, where we keep putting them into these situations. Because neuroscience also teaches us that once the brain is traumatized, the brain really does start to reshift and reconfigure itself around that trauma. So if we're trying to prevent the long-term effects of trauma, having things in place such as trauma leave. If there's, you know, even if there's a school that has something that happens, trauma leave should be a thing.
So it's not like, well, you guys didn't lose any airplanes and nobody died, so you shouldn't get trauma leave. It's the situation was highly stressful, and therefore there needs to be a recovery period. Is that basically it?
Yes. Yes. This is the recovery period.
So
this is that's absolutely right.
Yeah, we were and that was actually the question I was going to get to, because I think that's super fascinating. Most people probably did look at the situation like, well, everybody landed safely. What's the problem?
Or maybe a couple of them, but not so many. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. Was it right. One guy, two guys in the tower? They had a bad day, or was it 40?
Well, is it? And I was wondering if it's because they have a shortage as it is, so they're already stressed, and then this happened on top of it, right? So is that kind of the thinking?
Yes. So think about this as being very layered. Okay. So if you're constantly going into a high pressure situation, and to your point, everything surrounding our government, not our government officials, but what is happening with our departmental, oh gosh, I lost the word, but our different departments, mm-hmm. right? There is an everyday stress of, are we going to lose our job? Is today going to be the day? Right. So you already have that stress, and the body really does keep score.
Mm-hmm.
It does. So the more we are going through our day and we're wondering, is today going to be the day? Is today going to be the day? And not to mention, you know that you have people's lives in your hands daily. Can you even imagine? Can you really imagine the stress of that? That you have people's lives, you have your coworkers, your colleagues, these flight captains, these flight attendants, the passengers on these planes who are coming in and out of Newark and any other airstrip on a daily basis, and they are depending on you to see what they can't see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That within itself is enough to just, I mean, you have to have a high emotional intelligence, you know, capability anyway, to be able to do that type job and not succumb under emotional duress on a daily basis. But can you imagine when you start going to work and every day your job is up for grabs? So it's not just even you, it's who may lose their life.
Yeah. And, you know, and this hits close to home. I have two good friends who are nurses. One works in pediatric oncology, and you lose kids. You lose kids. And another works in pediatric trauma, where, you know, St. Louis has high gunshot wounds in children, and they're working with that. And I don't know that either of them have ever mentioned trauma leave to me, but they talk about the enormous physical toll that the emotional toll takes on them.
Right.
I don't know how they go to work every day.
Right. And, you know, you would think that things such as having a mental health day and these are things that, you know, unfortunately, we've also been conditioned not to ask for or not to seek because we need to be at work, right? Versus our career and these corporations saying, hey, we care about you long term. You want to talk about long term care for an employee? Start talking about the fact that trauma leave is available when you need it.
Is this
Not just
something?
a. Go ahead.
Yeah, Melanie, is this something that you believe will become more commonplace?
I don't think we have a choice, right? Because the reality is people will find a way, right? As a therapist, I constantly work with corporate individuals who are in high stress jobs. They are doctors, they are lawyers, they are in the entertainment industry. I've had pilots, I've had, captains as well. And they are more so trying to use their short-term disability leave, which in and of itself is such it's such hoops you have to go through in order to prove that you need time away. And this is after you've already, been in situations where literally you're already on your last leg.
Melanie Preston, this has been really good information. We appreciate you talking about this with us and a thing that I think most of us didn't even know existed until a couple of weeks ago. So thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Chris and Amy. It was good to be here with you guys.
Melanie Preston, therapist and founder of Matter of Focus Counseling. It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. The Gas House Gang is coming up at 12. Guess what we're going to start with?
The
Redbirds.
8-game win streak.
8-game win streak.
Not,
Eight.
hey, you said you went to the City game on Saturday night.
I did.
Did you go with a lady?
I went with friends.
Oh, buddy.
I went with multiple friends.
Anyway,
what's your point?
Guess what I did on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Guess. Let's spend the rest of the show guessing. No, so I went to my parents' house because I was going to stay the night over at Shea Marks Kors and then celebrate Mother's Day with my mom. But somehow it ended up that I showed up late on Saturday night. I walked in, we all sat down in the family room, and my mom, my dad, and me, we all watched My Cousin Vinny. That was our Saturday night. It was totally random, and it was pretty funny.
Well,
Joe Pesci.
had you never seen it?
I had never seen it.
Wow.
I didn't know Ralph Macchio was in it.
He's
The
in it.
Karate Kid.
Yes, the Karate Kid is in
So
it.
we watched it on TV. I don't know what channel. But because it's TV, they took out all the F-bombs.
Right.
Now, the only reason that movie's rated R is because they have like 50 F-bombs in it.
Right.
But when you take out the F-bombs, it feels like a G-rated movie. It especially felt like a G-rated movie because in the 90s, every kid would have known who Ralph Macchio was, who Joe Pesci was, and who the prosecuting attorney was, who was the coach of the Hawks in the Mighty Ducks. Felt like a kid's movie.
The prosecuting attorney. Oh, yes, you're right. That,
coach.
that's exactly who
he
that
was
was.
The coach of the Hawks.
That's so
the one that was so mean to Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, he passed away within the last 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said in an interview that the one thing that people used to come up to him and say all the time, and it's from My Cousin Vinny. They used to come up and they go, "Ah, Danicle."
Yes.
He said they used to do it to him all the time.
It's such a noticeable part in the movie.
It's, and did you realize, Amy, that the original attorney in the movie,
Wait,
alongside
you...
Vinny, you know how the
yeah,
cousin
yeah.
didn't want Vinny because he was inexperienced, so he went with somebody else, and the guy stuttered real bad.
Well, when he got nervous.
Yeah, he got nervous.
And he was spitting all over the jury.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that guy.
Yeah.
He was in studio here
about
2 months ago talking with Glover. He was in town for something. I don't know what. There was some show going on, maybe at the Fox, and he was a part of it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that guy's very, very funny. Text messages to 314-436-7900. Here is one from a retired air traffic controller who says they can explain the trauma leave concept. Controllers are required to hold a flight physical and be fit for duty, proper crew rest, no drugs, including cold medicine, no alcohol, anything that prevents a person from being 100% fit for duty and not hampered mentally or physically. If there is an incident that would traumatize an individual, you don't want them working traffic. If they are impaired, they cannot work until cleared by a flight surgeon. So,
yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, like Ronch, as our guest said, as you brought up, imagine you go to work and let's say you know there's a close call and no one else does, because it's not like you're broadcasting the close calls. Two planes, each full of 300 people, almost collide. You could have been responsible for the deaths of 600 people.
That's what the texter says. He goes on to say a controller will be responsible for around 10 planes at a time.
Ugh.
Average passenger per plane is 200 people. That's 2,000 lives.
Yeah.
He says some planes are as light as 60. Some can get up to 500, depending on the size of the plane. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me. I think that there are probably people who don't quite get it unless they're in it. Though.
Well, I can't even imagine, and I want a job with no responsibility, which is why
that's
I
what we're
picked
doing
radio.
Here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We speculate.
So, Amy Markscores, do you know where people can get the podcast if they...
I'm pretty sure it's the Odyssey app.
It
free
is the
to
Odyssey
download.
App. KMOX.com as well. We're going to be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We're on from 9 to noon every day now. So we'll do it again, I think, starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. But coming up next, the Cardinals have won 8 straight games. Tom Ackerman joins me, Chris Ronji. We're also going to have John Rooney on the Gas House Gang next on KMOX.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.